Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Choice can change everything. The New York City Department of Transportation reminds drivers to slow down and yield to pedestrians. You can't rewind a crash.
Think Verizon's best 5G network is expensive? Think again. This season, bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to a Verizon store for a better deal. Then use those unwanted bills to wrap up goodbye gifts to AT&T or cut them into snowflakes to celebrate your switch from T-Mobile. Tis the season to save at Verizon. Just bring in your bill to your local Verizon store and we'll give you a better deal. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Must provide a postpaid consumer bill dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
We love talking about the Knicks and Nets on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
WFAN Sports Flash.
Good afternoon. At 1 o'clock, I'm Andrew Bogus. Your Sports Flash is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. And by Total Orthopedics, the experts at getting you back to being you. Total Orthopedics is Long Island's premier orthopedic practice. From simple sprains and broken bones to complex sports injuries, they're the experts at getting you back to being you. Total Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Visit TotalOrthoExpress.com today. Scratch off another possibility for the Mets. Former Padres reliever Robert Suarez is signing with the Braves, reportedly 3 years and $45 million. Mark Leiter Jr. is signing with the A's. No sign of Justin Fields or Tyrod Taylor at Jets practice again today. Just Brady Cook and Adrian Martinez. The Steelers just announced that star pass rusher TJ Watt at a local hospital for further evaluation of his lung after experiencing discomfort at their facility yesterday. Watt is obviously not practicing today and is in doubt for Monday night's game with the Dolphins. It's the Bucs and Falcons on Thursday Night Football. Tampa Bay is now tied with Carolina atop the NFC South, having lost 4 of 5. Kickoff is 8:20. Westwood One coverage at 7:30 here on The Fan. And on localized, the Ducks at UBS, the Lightning in Newark, both those games starting at 7. Fan weather is sponsored by the New York City Department of Transportation. It is 33 degrees, mostly sunny in Central Park, and that's what's happening. Sports flashes, top of every hour. I'm Andrew Bogish.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Back on the Fan, the BT Sal Show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. So, BT, you know, I've been telling you, actually probably dating back to now a year and a half or so, that maybe I was going to have an opportunity to act for the first time, which was always a dream of mine. And Will DeMeo said he was going to maybe write a little scene for me in his great series Gravesend, which is now season 3. Did you wrap up yet, Will?
Almost. A few more days when we're there, yes.
Well, yeah. Will DeMeo in studio with us right now, and we could get some insight into how I did and all that stuff, but we wanted to have you on, help promote the show, and obviously talk about my acting experience. So did you remember the first night where you had me in there, and we were there till like 4 in the morning? You remember
that? Yes, it's always long nights, yeah.
I was not aware of that. How bad was I, Will?
You did a great job, and that's why we knew you could deliver. That's why you're in the show.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And you gave me confidence because you were, you know, boosting my confidence a little bit, even though it was a little shaky that night. The second time, I thought I was very good. That second time,
you were very good both times. Okay.
I thought I was very good. Be a little humble, my goodness. Come on, dude.
All right, so take us through Gravesend and how it came about. We know you're from Brooklyn and all that stuff. It's now season 3, which is going to be out on Prime, right?
Yeah, right now it looks that way. There are also other networks we're talking to as well.
But okay.
So the show is repped by CAA, Creative Artist Agency. They rep our show. So they work out what we do with networks and stuff like that.
But yeah. I could watch it, right? Everybody could watch it on Prime right now. Season one and two.
Yes. Yeah. We're gonna release the next segment around the springtime. That's when it's going to come out, and we'll decide on where exactly it's going to go, but it's going to be released around the springtime.
I don't think people realized how good it was back in the day. You came in after Bogus's update, right? So we didn't get a chance to talk much, but first thing I said was Our Lady of Grace, you know, and you said, well, what'd you guys? I'm Good Shepherd, but I played for St. Mark's. Like the 80s and even into the early 90s and Flatbush and Bay Ridge and Rockaway and Gravesend, there was nothing like it.
Yeah, well, that's why I wanted to do the show. I mean, I've made a bunch of films and movies that I produced and wrote, but I felt like I had enough stories to take this for a long time, because we grew up, as you know, very unique. I'm very proud of the way I grew up. And, when you talk to people from other areas and you're telling stories, you and your friends, and you're kicking back, talking about the old days, the block parties and the neighborhood and pastels and all the places we went and cruising 86th Street and just what it was like to grow up there. We grew up unique, you know what I'm saying? So when you're telling stories to people that don't know that, they're like, that really happened? Yeah, it happened.
Well, especially when you tell them stories now, because how much the world has changed since then.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it's a different planet.
Absolutely. But I also think the way we grew up, even then, we were a different planet.
I agree with that too.
I mean, what neighborhoods are similar to us? I guess maybe you could say, you know, the Bronx, obviously.
That's why Howard I said Bay Ridge. I think Bay Ridge was a little bit like that back in the day. Yeah. The Third Avenue, St. Pat. I do personally, yeah. I mean, there's no rules. Think about that.
No, I
you
know.
You did whatever you wanted.
The way we grew up was different. Like, not many people grew up the way we did.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And you only know it if you come from that. That's why I always say, you know, it's a Brooklyn thing.
That's
because.
Right.
You know, and we still got the greatest restaurants there and stuff like
Michael's,
that.
Michael's, wherever you are, still
you know
love Michael's.
L&B, Michael's, Brennan and Carl.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, we've all got these great places.
You know, I've never been to these places, but I see you all posting about it on social media. Spumoni Gardens.
I was there a month ago.
I grew up on that food. Yeah,
I've never been. I have to go and experience it.
We got a lot of time coming up, so carve it out.
Yeah, all right. From Long Island, so maybe check it out back there. You know, the first time we met, Will, for dinner, I don't remember where we went, but you had me meet you at a pizza place. Now, this was before I ever acted or was on set.
I remember you telling me about this.
And it felt like I was in a movie. Meeting you there, it was the pizza place that was closed down.
Yeah.
Lenny and John's?
We met in Long Island, right? Place Severio's. Yeah, because it was closer to where you had a meeting. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
Delicious. It was great. But, like, you set up the whole thing perfect. I was waiting for somebody to come out of the bathroom and maybe pop me or something. You didn't like my take on Kayvon Thibodeau? Sorry, I hung up on Carl Banks.
God.
You know, I'm blessed. I mean, I kind of like, my life really didn't change as much. You know, I stay with the same people I grew up with. I got to meet so many great actors as a kid that I looked up to that are now in my show. You know, the cast that I have. You know, I started in the Bronx Tale, and now Chaz is in my show. He's a wonderful actor.
He calls the show once in a while.
Yeah,
Chaz,
I love
big
Chaz.
Fan.
You know, we work with Chuck Zito. I mean, all such great people. That
Johnny Sack, I forget his name.
Yeah, and Vince Cortola is amazing. I mean, we could keep going. Leo Rossi and Armand Asante, who we're working with now. And then we talk about sports. We have Shaq in the show.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Shaq's in season 3.
Yeah, really?
This is his first time. He wasn't in season 1 or 2, but they got Shaq in.
Is he playing himself or is he something else?
No, he's playing. That's the best part of it. Like, you're going to see Shaq playing this role of Mustafa, this, like, gangster from Bed-Stuy.
Wow.
And let me tell you, Shaq brings it like you can't imagine. Like, he brings it when the world gets to see Shaq playing this badass role.
Yeah.
He's from Newark.
I know he's a street guy.
I mean,
for sure.
He is gangster through and through, and he's so great on screen.
And he's an entertainer. Look at him with Kenny, those guys, the shows. Like, he's got a huge heart. Like, Shaq's just a good guy.
Shaq is the most humble guy I ever met. On a guy on that level, to see the way he is, when we are shooting in the neighborhood or in Staten Island and Brooklyn all around, thousands of people come. It's like I never seen anything like it. I've been on big sets. The world loves Shaq. And he signs autographs to people, basketballs. He pays people's bills.
Like, laptops I've seen him buy for kids.
Bro, it's like, we were filming in Staten Island, and he happened to be in the neighborhood, and he passed by this bridal shop, and he wound up paying for everybody's bridal.
Wow.
All their gowns.
Like, I saw that in the news.
Wow. Yeah.
That made news.
This is Shaq.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so blessed to have him. He was a fan. He's seen the show. He liked it. And he came aboard, and it's been a real big kick.
I'm going to guess you pay him a little more than you pay Sal. just going
to
guess.
All right,
well, I'll put it to you this way. To be honest with you, he's a fan, so it's a little different.
Gotcha.
It's a little different of a deal.
Yeah,
And
you know who else is in there? Our guy Dice, that we've had in studio a couple of times.
And Sid was in there, right?
Sid Rosenberg, our buddy Sid, is in there. What a bunch of misfits.
Why am I not on the show?
So
I'm fitting right in.
So I'll give you all the radio people. Well, you're going to be there now. You're from Brooklyn.
All right.
So on the radio, we got Joe Causey.
Yeah,
he's in the show.
I love Joe Causey.
Joe Causey's in the show. Hollywood Hamilton's in the show.
Okay.
You know, so we got guys already that are on the radio. We got you, Sal.
Oh,
so.
I love it. No, I appreciate the
opportunity.
You're
coming back. You know, you're coming back.
Season 4?
Yeah, of course.
I love that. Look at that. You know, I got to be honest with you, too. You know, because I am a radio guy, and I think I have a good personality, and I do think I could act, but it was very nerve-wracking being there that first night, all hours of the morning. I had no idea what to expect. It was outside. And then all of a sudden, we get out there, and I'm doing the lines with Gaetano.
Yeah, Chris Mamando, who's a great actor,
and
too.
Then I'm trying to rehearse the lines and practice with my wife for a week. And then I get out there, and Chris like, oh, no, you could say this and that. And I'm like, no. Will wrote the lines. I'm trying. But then there's pressure. And then I didn't even know. This is how much of a rookie I am. I didn't even know that. Like, once you say action, and there is like a real sign and cameras and all that. Once you say action, you're supposed to wait a little bit.
Give it a beat.
I didn't know. So now I learned all these things.
Yeah, no. Well, you know, listen, you did a great job. You delivered. I mean, your personality, look at you. And I mean, you guys, I love you guys. When I listen to you guys.
But better get you filling tomorrow because it's about to end. So we're finishing up here.
He knows,
but thank you very much. We appreciate you saying that.
No, well, look, you know, bittersweet because you guys have been great. And I have a lot of people that are messaging me about that saying we love you guys because they know you're in the show. They love you guys on the radio. So, you know, look, we will all move on to good, bigger and better, right?
Yes.
That's thank you. Yeah.
Now,
that's awesome.
Now
dude.
For season four, like you came up with this idea on your own. You're the lead actor in it. You write, produce, all that, direct, right? All this
yes,
stuff.
Yes, yes.
God, man, that's got to be a lot of work on your plate, right? I mean, I know this is what you do, but isn't that a lot to be able to handle?
Well,
that?
It's very overbearing. It's a real lot. You know, thank God I have, you know, Christ in my corner helping me. So. My faith is strong.
Not a boy.
I grew up Catholic boy, and yep.
Mine's about to be. I'm going to church for the first time Sunday.
He's getting desperate.
Hail
Marys.
And I really believe that he's helped me be able to endure all that I've had to come through to get to this point. But, you know, it's a blessing because I get to tell a story that I really wanted to tell about. It's not just about the gangsters, in the it's about the neighborhood. It's about the interactions with people. You know, we talked, we knew we would walk 10 blocks and say hello to 100, 200 people.
The old woman shoveled the snow for free.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we looked out for each other. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We always had each other's back. It was a great place to grow up, and I'm proud of it so much. So I'm blessed that I could tell this story and continually tell it.
And back to what we started to say, because there's so many stories in the reservoir. Like, yeah, you got to kind of change things a little bit and kind of modernize some stuff. And you can't just go verbatim from stories that you literally went through as a kid. But it's a database that's endless. And I think one of the things that is missing from today's, among many, from today's society from when we were young, is that every parent looked out for you. Like, if you were doing something you really shouldn't be doing, before they'd run and tell your mom and dad, they would tell you, hey, I'm going to tell your mom and dad, cut this. And I remember a few examples with me. I won't even say what they were.
No, of course.
But, like, the neighborhood was connected in a way
absolutely.
Where now it's, like, it's split in the middle. Yeah. Even great neighborhood. And I'm a great one. In Jersey, it's a little different. It's just, yeah. I don't know, that trust is gone, and it's more skepticism.
And even the sports, you know, we're on a sports talk radio show. Like, we play, like we were the Mets and Yankees on playing wiffle ball in the street
every day.
And stick ball.
Are you a Mets or a Yankees fan?
I'm a Mets fan.
Alonso, how you feeling? Give us something.
Please, it's
come on.
Sickening, bro. You know, but I have a lot of friends in the Yankee organization, so I know
I
people
I want to hear about that. You're a okay, Mets fan. How
yes.
do you feel about Alonso?
I'm not happy about it.
You got to be pissed, man.
I'm more not happy about Diaz, so.
All right, I'm with you there.
Yeah,
I didn't know that you were a Mets fan. I knew you were a big Steelers fan.
Steelers, football, I'm all Steelers.
And how'd that happen?
Just Terry Bradshaw when I was a kid throwing touchdowns to Lynn Swann, jumping up in the air over the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I have a lot of friends that became Steeler fans because on our era, the Steel Curtain, and I just stuck with it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only one that I'm not New York. I'm Rangers and I'm Knicks.
How about that? It is interesting, like, football-wise, a lot of people do grow up or did grow up in New York. Now it's even more so with fantasy and all those different things.
Yeah.
And both the Jets and Giants have stunk for so long that you could see why young kids would choose a football team elsewhere. But even back then, whether it's Cowboys or Steelers, that does seem to
Dolphins,
be the one.
Yeah, when Dolphins, when I was growing up with Marino coming in 83. I just never understood that. Like, some of my buddies were Dolphins fans. Like, they were obviously some Jet and Giant fans, but I couldn't. It's not a criticism. I just couldn't do it. Like, I couldn't watch a team when I was 7 years old that wasn't from New York or playing in New Jersey in 84 and be like, that's my team. Like, it had to be somebody that was playing from where I'm from.
No, I know what you're saying, but Sal said, it seems like football is the one where there's a lot of Cowboy fans, there's a lot of Steeler Nation, as you know.
Yep.
There's a lot of Patriot fans, you know what I'm saying?
Chief fans now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? It seems like football. And also, guys, I know this isn't the topic people don't like me, but the Jets and Giants don't even play in New York, so that's a whole other story. We could go about that one. Like, how they even called? They should be called the New Jersey Giants and Jets. They play there,
mm-hmm.
so let's not even go there with that one. I mean, come on, how can you debate that? I play in Jersey, guys.
I'm not pushing back.
True.
All right, am I wrong? And how is it possible that we don't have a real New York team in the greatest city in the world?
Yeah, we did. People got greedy, you know.
Right? I mean, how is that possible? The Jets playing in Shea Stadium was special,
suck,
right?
We're probably lucky they're not here.
I've never met somebody that has loved Brooklyn and represented Brooklyn as much as you. So to tie that into sports as well, was there any, you know, Brooklyn Dodgers fans in your family?
Oh, of course. Okay. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And
now, that's why we turned to Mets, because my whole family was Brooklyn Dodger fans. You know what I'm saying? And I just love supporting the mom and pop's places, because that's lost too. I'm so proud of those places. You know, having a party next week at Downtown Clothing Store on the 18th, which is a great clothing store, which is like
not
like
the one on Avenue U.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like
you
yes.
The one across. Remember the old Records Place, Zigzag?
Yeah, of course.
That's right.
Of course.
In it. Yeah,
we're having
like
a great party. Of people coming down shopping.
Are you
my friend
serious?
DJ Sebastian and DJ Mo are DJing. It's going
to
be great. Yeah.
I didn't know it was still open.
Yeah, it's
I
still
get
open.
Jackets there,
that place, bro. That place is still open.
That's wild.
And you gotta support people that, 100%. That stuck it out.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's you got to support them.
Then you stroll down, you go to Roma yeah. Pizza, you go to
I mean,
Bread and
Think about
Nicole,
all the pizzerias we had. The Farrah's. We got all these great places.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's the best one I've ever been to.
The Farrah's is amazing. We're filming in Crispy Pizza tonight. Mm-hmm. So there you go, another one. You know, look at those guys on social media, how famous they became on social media. Yeah. Their food's good.
In season four, maybe we could get a scene with DJ Tom Paul to film at a Crispy Pizza place.
We'll work it out. We'll figure it out. You got to, but listen, Sal, you got to come hang out with us more. You are a neighborhood guy, right?
Well, hold on. I'm a neighborhood guy.
He seems like he's an, I feel
he
like he fits
it.
With us. Come
he
on.
Does. He does, but he fits selectively. Sal is more of a loner in certain, like, certainly, girl. And he'll tell you this.
I'm
like,
a Brooklyn guy, BT. What the hell
are you
talking about?
No, you're not grandfathered in. You might be on a Brooklyn show. You're from Long Island. Big difference. No, but, like, to me, like, and I don't do it much. I'm very busy. I have kids. Obviously, I'm getting older. But, like, I value, and I talk about it on the show, at least like once a month, especially now where I need a little decompression, I got to hit the yard. I got to put the fire pit. I need 5-6 guys I could bang a few back with and hang out, right? Guys I coach with, guys I know. He's not like that. So when you say he's got to hang out.
I'm going to go hang out.
I think the Sal that you see on the show, great guy. I love him. But he's not the hangout guy that I think you think he is. That's more me.
Well, okay. We'll find that out.
Well,
humble. That's a good thing, too. He came to he didn't come with any, I'm on the radio, didn't say anything to anyone like that. Just came as himself, and that goes a long way with me, too. And that's even the same thing like a Shaq, like I said. A guy on that level, he is so humble and down. It's amazing to see it because not everyone is like that.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you guys know
that
too.
I agree with on him. He is humble.
Will, are you familiar with Roland Roaster or whatever?
Of course.
That was my first job.
He's the worst.
Roland Roaster's the best. We eventually got to shoot in that place because we even shot at Luigi's Pizza, that guy Gio. You know that guy on social media.
I didn't go to Luigi's. No, I didn't go. I went to Roma. I went to Pronto.
Luigi's in Park Slope is another good spot.
All right. I didn't go to Park Slope much, actually.
You pizza where?
Roma. I did Roma. Okay. I did Pronto right across from Michael's on Avenue R. Those were the two. And V&S. It was V&S before Pronto.
Michael's is
Dice's,
amazing.
Dice's mob lived in the apartment right by V&S Pronto.
And you went to Randazzo's, of course, too.
We're plugging everybody here, guys.
Come on.
I
get off the boat fishing, catch a couple bluefish or a couple flukes, and then I go to Randazzo's and get the
sweet
sauce.
What about Joseph Avenue U?
No, not as much Joe's. My dad.
You've been there, right?
Yes,
of course. The Panella, the Bastetta.
Are you a big Biggie fan? Because I remember he said famously, you spread love the Brooklyn way.
I love Biggie.
Yeah.
Biggie, and I love Pac too. But Biggie is Biggie. I mean, that's.
Do you ever have any encounters with him over the years?
No, okay. I wish I did because he is a legend and a half.
Yeah.
Did you watch the doc yet with Diddy, where the whole Tupac
I didn't watch
and
that yet. I heard
up,
it just came out, right?
Yeah, about a week ago. Yeah. Episode 2 was that whole thing.
You watch other stuff, or as somebody who does it, it's hard.
The problem is that I'm so busy filming all the time and writing that I don't have time to watch much because I'm always on this and I don't have that much time. I'm doing to make a series, and people are always saying on the comments, how come it's taking so long? You try and make 115 days in. It's like making 5 movies independently. So to answer all your questions, guys, try to make a show independently that's 5 movies. It's hard to make one independent movie. It's like making 5 movies. It's an epic series. It's 12 episodes, guys.
Yeah,
it's going to take, you know, it's not a quick process.
I was going to say, what's the writing process like? For me, to do a show, I'm like, always come up with ideas. I'll go to my phone. Oh, here's an idea. Here's a little idea. For you, writing, as you said, basically 5 movies, what's the process like for you?
Well, you know, I go to my house in the Poconos, and I chill out over there, and it just kind of comes to me. You got to kind of know where it's going, but then it's great when just things just come, like things just all of a sudden will come. You'll get away from you step away from it, and then a new idea comes to you, and you write it down, and then you go back to it and plug it in. But for me, the biggest part of it, and the part that I'm the most proud of, is the writing. I got a great, great compliment from someone I respect so much, Terry Winter, who's the writer of one of the Soprano writers, and also did The Wolf of Wall Street. Great
writer. Yeah.
He doesn't like the movie.
Yeah.
I love the movie.
No,
I
love
it.
I love it.
Yeah. Right. Terry Winter wrote that, and he was one of the writers of Sopranos, and he spoke to me when my show came out, and he said, "Will, you took something we've seen already many times, and you've given it your own look and your own touch."
There you go.
And he goes, "It's great." And he goes, "You could say that." So I'm saying it, Terry. Thank you for that compliment.
That's a hell of a compliment because so many.
I respect Terry so much. So,
there you go. I don't blame you. I've never met him, but I hear you. We've seen so many things about the neighborhood written and created, and there's just a lot of regurgitation. So to stand out, to get that compliment's a great thing. And I would think, Will, that the easiest, and I put quotes around, the easiest part about writing for you is character and character development, because I would guess 90% of the characters on the show are loosely based on people you grew up with.
Exactly.
100%.
Well, the thing that I strive the most for is authenticity more than anything. And that's what people always give me the most recognition for. Listen, if you're going to make a show about the street guys, you can't change the way it is. There are going to be social clubs. There's going to be killings. You know, when The Sopranos, I was part of that show. Everyone wanted someone to get whacked. They kept saying, "When is someone getting whacked?" I mean, and you have to include that type of stuff, but you have to try to find different scenarios to kind of make stories, you know, think outside the box as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And that's what I take pride in. And that's why, and when you have actors like delivering your lines, like Dominic Chinisi and like Talia Shire.
Yeah.
You know, I got Talia Shire on the show. I mean, I'm legends like this that are in the show delivering your lines. I mean, they make my job easy as a director. Because they come and it's just magic. We had Armando Santé the other day, literally, that blew my mind. He did a monologue we shot with him 2 days ago. Like, literally, I'm in awe, like, sitting in the... I have the headphones on, I'm looking in the monitor, and I'm like, this guy's unbelievable. It's just like they make my words. You put them on the page, and then the great actors make the page jump.
Did you get that feel when I was recording my scenes?
You did very good, Sal. You're not Armando Santé yet? But you did very good.
See, he needs a little reinforcement here.
If we are going to work BT in, can I like kill him off? DJ Tom Paul gets violent all of a sudden and kills BT.
You gotta get BT in.
You better give him a gun because he's gonna need a gun to put me down. If it's a bat, I'm putting it down.
What street did you, where'd you
Marine
go?
Park.
Marine Park.
Yeah, Good Shepherd Parish.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course.
It was great. Not everybody. A lot of cops, a lot of firemen, a lot of lowish to mid Wall Street. I mean, you're on the street every day playing ball. A lot of kids played in college. I mean, it was a lot of great athletes when I was coming up. It was the best. It was great.
Yeah, well, look at all the people we had come out of there. Lee Mazzilli. Rich Aurelia played my school. Yeah, he
St. John's? Savarian?
We got Lee Mazzilli. Sandy Koufax comes from Brooklyn. Guys,
Lafayette.
He played
that's
Lafayette.
Best before
the greatest pitcher of all time. Yeah. Almost.
Well, he's not the greatest pitcher of all time.
Koufax?
The greatest pitcher of all time?
He's definitely there. One of.
He's up there. I mean,
I wouldn't say the greatest,
show.
But he's definitely
crazy.
Probably top 5 to 10, right?
Who are you putting over Koufax?
Well, first of all, I think Pedro was better.
Than Koufax?
Yes.
Pedro Martinez?
Don't get me in trouble with Koufax fans, including this guy, but Koufax had 5 amazing seasons. 6 years, he did nothing. He was hurt, and he retired early. First 5 years, couldn't throw a strike.
I don't know, man.
Hey, Will, this is my territory, buddy.
You're
talking sports here, bro.
You
don't throw out reckless statements without pushback,
you know,
bro.
Right, but he's definitely in the discussion.
He is.
We have to say that.
No question.
And he's from Brooklyn, so we give him a little more of an edge.
A little more push?
Yeah.
All right, Gravesend season 3 coming out this spring.
Yes, sir.
Anything else? Season 4, I'm in.
You're in. When we got your boy right here, BT's definitely going to be with us.
Love
bro.
It, man.
Will,
you
know,
my
man.
Word is gold, as you guys know. Thank
it
you.
Is. We appreciate
you. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. And also, thank you so much for having me on this radio station. I'm a big fan. I've been listening to WFAN since the Steve Summer days, the Joe Beningo days, the Mike Francesa days. It is an honor to be sitting here when I've always listened to this, and I love listening to you guys. So thank you so much for having me today. God
You're
bless
welcome.
You.
And thank you for the opportunity that you provided me, and hopefully, BT, we get out there, hang out with you. Yeah, forget season 4. We can come hang out at a little Brooklyn party as well.
Absolutely.
Right, we'll come back. We'll get back to your calls here, 888-808-1019, the number to call, BT and Sal on the fan.
By
thank
the way,
you, Will DeMay.
I'm sorry, enjoy the school jelly coming up on Christmas Eve. I know you're going to trot the fish out pretty soon.
Absolutely.
A couple of weeks. Fish time, right, buddy?
That's it, brother. Of course. Right, always.
Man. All right, good stuff. Hey, who's hot in football? Brought to you by Petro. Puka Nacua is hot. 7 catches for $167. Couple of touchdowns and a win over Arizona. Want to save on heating costs? Well, go with Petro now. Switch and get $125 free heating oil. Reliable delivery in any weather. Live 24/7 service. Count on your local HVAC pros at Petro to stay warm and save this winter. Go to Petro.com and get $125 free heating oil or call 888-PETRO-02 today. Use propane. Ask about our special offers. Propane, not a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.